Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers and healers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find the past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. And the time is now. I switched back to the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck by Kim Kranz this week. And the card that I pulled today is Eagle, and I pulled Eagle reversed, which has an interesting message for me. Eagle is this very powerful bird connected to spirit and the elements of air and fire. Very transformative energy. And Kim Kranz says, when the eagle appears, you'll soon be thrown into the karmic fire for the sake of your transformation. And when the card comes up reversed, she considers that an out of balance message. And the out of balance energy of eagle is controlling. And she says that you bring it into balance by stepping into the unknown. So I'm back to podcasting after a few weeks of travel. The first part of my travel was to the Pacific Northwest, and it was my first time there. And I was on Washington State's Olympic Peninsula, out in the Ho Rainforest, on a wild wisdom retreat with my Shamanic Reiki Worldwide clan and Lynn Roberts, who is the founder of Shamanic Reiki Worldwide, and the Olympic Mountain Earth Wisdom Circle, or OMEC, which is the organization that offers these trips and is also doing amazing work around preserving indigenous wisdom and reconnecting us to the natural world. So check them out. The website is eomec or eomec.org, and check out the Wild Wisdom Retreats. They're already booking for 2020. I highly recommend them. It was an amazing experience. Life-changing, transformational, definitely that eagle energy involved in that trip. And the experience of being there already had me watching what was coming up for me and rethinking my life, reconnecting with those things that I have decided are my priorities and my purpose. And that kind of contemplation invites us to step into the unknown, into that transformative fire, to burn away what is not really serving that purpose and priorities and open up to the things that will lift us up into them. So I wanted to bring to you a yoga practice. And since I pulled the eagle card, eagle pose, of course, came to mind. But one of the other things that I'm doing right now is training for a half marathon, which is 3 weeks away. And it's the first time that I've run and trained at a distance in about 7 years. And I have to say, I am feeling the effects of the training in my legs particularly. And that got me thinking, because my legs are talking to me, that often when we approach eagle pose, we're looking at the stretch in the shoulders, getting those arms right. We don't pay a whole lot of attention to what's going on in the lower body. And we have a lot happening there too, because not only do we have the balance of being on one foot, but we have this wrapping in of the legs one crossed over the other and this hugging in that we don't often give a lot of attention to. So in today's practice, and it'll be about 30 minutes, we're going to move into eagle pose with much less emphasis on what's happening with the arms and really build into that strong foundation of the pose, the legs. And this is particularly poignant, I think, for eagle because we tend to think of the broad wingspan of eagle and how, you know, they can tuck those wings into themselves and wrap around and then expand out. But there is an incredible amount of power in an eagle's legs and their talons, like the feet. We often focus on eagle's beak, and they are very powerful and dangerous. But in most of the raptors, it's the feet, it's the talons that are the strongest, sharpest part. So we're going to pull on that energy of the legs and the feet to really get strong and steady in our pose and to consider the power that's there, not just focus into the shoulders, the arms, and that the wings of the eagle. We're going to begin our practice today seated. So if you've got your mat unrolled, go ahead and sit down. And you can sit in a cross-legged position if that's available for you, or modify to another seated position that works. And if you have a folded blanket or a cushion that you can sit up on to help take some strain out of your low back while we sit, please do. And then settle in with your hands resting into your lap or onto your knees. Sink your sitting bones down. Reach your crown to the sky and close your eyes. Bring some awareness to your breath. Without trying to fix or change the breath, just notice your natural breath. Now take a really deep breath in through your nose and start to bring that breath down into your abdomen. And as you exhale, let all the breath go. And then take another deep breath, bring it a little bit lower, and keep working the breath down with each inhale until you start to bring it into the pelvic floor. So as you inhale, you can actually feel your body press down into the floor just a bit more, expanding the pelvic floor, the hips, the low belly, the low back. And as you exhale, lift your navel in and up slightly and draw up with the pelvic floor to help lift the air up and out of your body. So inhale, taking the breath all the way down deep, down into the very base of the spine, the bottom of the pelvic floor, and then exhale as your navel comes in and up, just lift the pelvic floor a little bit. So we're getting a little Mula Bandha action going. Lifting up, just starting to wake that up. So using the breath here to work with those lower muscles, the pelvic muscles, the very low abdominal muscles, and the muscles of the low back, starting to wake them up in some energy going down into the hips. A couple more breaths. Now walk your hands back and unfold your legs forward, stretching them out. Give your knees a little shake, releasing any tension in the knees. It might feel good to make some windshield wiper movements with your feet, rocking all the way up into the hips. So start to feel the thigh bone rocking side to side in your hips, waking up that hip joint a little bit more. Now inch your sitting bones back so that you're sitting tall on the front edge of your sitting bones. Reach forward through your heels, but take care not to press your knees down. And keep the knees soft by keeping the back of your heels pressing down into the floor. Bend your right knee. Walk your right foot in. Hold on to your knee with both hands. And as you take your next breath in, draw into your right thigh a little bit more and lift your heart. Drop your shoulders down your back. And as you exhale, keep holding on to your shin, round back and drop your forehead down towards your knee. And then inhale, get nice and tall again through your spine, hugging in towards your knee as you lift your heart up and over the knee, and then exhale, round and bring your forehead down towards your knee. Inhale, lift, get nice and tall, and exhale, round, forehead to knee. Do a couple more. Inhale, lifting up, exhale, round, one more time. Cat roll movement with the spine. Inhale and exhale. Come back up to sitting tall with your shoulders down your back. Lift your right foot and step it to the outside of your left thigh. And then hold onto your knee with your left hand. Walk your right hand down to the floor by your hip and then behind you. Take a big breath in, get tall, and as you exhale, rotate your heart open to the right. So you're turning towards your bent knee, bringing the left side ribs to the right thigh, roll your shoulders down your back. Press your right hip down and forward, so that your twist is happening in the middle of your back and your sitting bone stays planted and square with the left hip. Reach up through the crown of your head and turn your head a little bit more to the right. Take an inhale and bring your head back to center. And then with an exhale, turn your head a little to the left so you're looking towards your outstretched foot. Inhale, bring your head back to center, and exhale, look to the right as if you were going to look over your shoulder. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, look again to the left, toward that extended foot. Inhale, come back to center, and exhale, turn once again to the right, and this time we're going to hold the chin to the right only as far as is comfortable for you. So if there's any crunching in your neck, release that a little bit. Adding a little more twist into the spine. Take a few breaths down deep. So we're still working the breath down toward the pelvic floor. On the exhale, lifting up through the pelvic floor a little bit to bring the air up and out. Feel that exhale spiral up your spine all the way out through your nose. And then inhale, bring the breath down again deep. And exhale, spiral it up the spine to release. Take one more breath in. And feel that spiral as you let it go. Now inhale and rotate your heart forward. Coming back to your neutral spine. Take your right foot and move it towards your left hip so your right knee starts to drop over the left knee. Now there might be a big space between your knees. No strain here. So moving things around a little bit if necessary. Keep the right sitting bone on the floor. Bring your hands to either side of your hips. You might have your left hand actually resting on the right foot. That's an okay place to be. Take a nice big breath in. And as you exhale, start to hinge from your hips and lean forward so that your heart is coming out over your knee. So we remember how we created that length while we were doing that modified cat roll movement. Keep your heart reaching forward so your spine is nice and long, hinging at the hips. Reaching out, checking out what's happening in the right hip. You might be feeling some stretch there. Avoid any strain through your low back. It doesn't have to go far. Sometimes just a fraction of an inch is all that's needed to create the sensation in the body. And that's where we want to be, at that edge of sensation, avoiding any pain or strain. Take another breath. And then with an inhale, slowly begin to lift up. And when you're sitting upright, use your hands to help lift your right knee. Step your foot back to the inside of your left leg, and then slowly extend the right leg out. We've had that knee bent for a little bit, so notice what's happening in your knee and go slowly into the straight leg position. Once your leg is extended out, flex your foot. Press the back of your heel down into the floor. Now bend your left knee. Hug your knee in towards your chest and move your foot in a little bit closer so that you can hold on to your knee or your shin with both hands. As you take your next breath in, use your hands to help guide your body forward a little bit. Lift up through your heart and lift your heart up over the left knee. The shoulders will go back and down, crown of the head reaching, and then exhale, round your back and drop your forehead down toward the top of your knee. Inhale, get tall, reach up through your crown, and exhale, round. Drop your forehead down toward the top of your knee. Let's do that again. Inhale, lift up. Getting tall, bringing the heart over the knee, hugging in towards your thigh a bit. Exhale, round. The back is going to release a little bit. The shoulders can roll forward. One more time. Inhale, lift up, get tall. And exhale, round. Bringing your forehead towards your knee. Inhale, bring your spine back up to neutral. Now lift your left foot, step it to the outside of your right thigh, and hold on to your knee with your right hand. Bring your left hand down outside your left hip and start to walk it back. Inhale your spine a little bit taller, and as you exhale, rotate your heart to the left, using your right hand to guide your right side towards your left thigh. Keep the spine tall. Notice your left hip. Is it starting to move back with your left shoulder? You might need to release your twist a little bit. Let that hip come forward. Press the sitting bone down so both sitting bones are square with the front edge of your mat. Now turn your head to the left, exploring where there's space in your neck to do so. Take an inhale, bring your head back to center. And as you take your next exhale, turn your head to the right so you're looking out at your right foot. Inhale, bring your head back to center. And exhale, look again to the left as if you're going over your left shoulder. Inhale, bring your head back to center. Exhale, turn your head to the right. Inhale to center, and exhale, look again over the left shoulder, holding there for a few breaths, and then really bring the breath down deep. So the inhale starts to press the pelvic floor down, and as you exhale and lift the pelvic floor, the breath spirals up the spine and out through the nose. Again, inhale, go really deep, moving the pelvic floor down. And exhale, spiral the breath up your spine and out through your nose. Do a couple more of those breaths on your own. And as you take your next breath in, unwind your twist. The chin, the heart, come back to center. Now move your left foot to the outside of your right hip as far as you can comfortably go, allowing your knee to fall forward a little bit on top of the right knee. And then again, you might allow some space between the knees, that's fine. Adjust your left foot forward just a little bit if you need some more room. And then your hands will rest on either side of your hips. You might find your right hand is on your left foot. Take an inhale, get tall, making sure you're up on the front edge of your sitting bones. And as you exhale, hinge forward from your hips, reach your heart out past your knee. Connect in with your breath here. Big inhale, so the spine gets long as you inhale. And then exhaling, you might find just a touch more space, micro movement deeper into the pose. Take one more breath. And then with your next breath in, lift your heart. Come back up to sitting tall. Lift your knee. You can help with your hands. Bring your left foot back to the inside of your right leg and slowly extend that leg forward. Be gentle with that knee. Now walk both hands back a little bit. Lean back slightly and shake your legs out by bouncing your knees up and down a few times. Bend your knees, bring your feet to the floor, and then drop your knees to one side and swing around so that you're on your hands and knees. We're not going to stay too long. Bring your knees to about hip width apart, and bring your hands to shoulder width apart, but walk your hands forward 6, 8, 10 inches in front of your shoulders, preparing for downward facing dog. And spread your fingers, aiming the middle fingers toward the front edge of your mat. And start to root down into the pads of your fingers, the outer ridges of your palms. Now curl your toes, lift your tailbone to the sky. And as you take your next exhale, press your hands down and forward to lift the hips up and back. Take your time with your legs. Let the knees stay soft. You can pedal your heels out a little bit here. Open up the backs of your legs. Feel that movement. And then with the knees and elbows soft, come into stillness and downward facing dog. Your head rests between your arms. Press the pads of the fingers and the palm down into the floor. Reach up and back through your tailbone. Close your shoulders slightly. So with a little bend in the elbows, turn the inner crease of the elbows up toward the sky. So the points of the elbows start to come toward the floor. Notice the way that lifts your arm bone onto the back ribs and moves your shoulder blades in and down towards your hips, helping to stabilize the thoracic spine. And then from there, you can really reach up and back through your hips, lengthen through your sides, so the sides of your waist open, sides of the ribs, and then move your thigh bones into the backs of your legs. Really feel them start to press into the flesh, and that's going to help to open the hamstrings a little bit. You might find your heels get a little closer to the floor. Don't force them down. We want to allow the ankles to stay relaxed rather than straining, and do this work in the thighs. Now with the thigh bones pressing back, press back a little bit more through the inner part of your thighs, so there's a slight internal rotation that's happening. The knees will come towards each other, face a little more forward, the heels move behind the toes, and the sitting bones open just a little bit wider, and from there you can reach your tailbone up and back even more. And just working into the legs, really feeling all the sensations of the muscles as they're working and contracting and moving those bones into place. Take another breath. Now lift your chin slightly, look towards your hands, and walk your feet forward to your hands so that you're hanging over your legs in a forward fold. Allow your legs to be really soft. The knees can have some bend in them. So the upper body just hangs over the thighs. Relax the back of your neck, let your head hang. Give your arms a little shake, wiggle. Them flop around just a bit out of the shoulders, releasing the shoulders. Now take an inhale and lift your upper body until it's about parallel to the floor. You might be higher than that in order to get a flat back, and that's fine. Keep the knees bent and open your arms back like you're making wings. Reach your tailbone back, reach your heart forward. So we're in a variation here, flying Ardha Uttanasana, flying half lift. Drawing your heart forward through your arms. Really press your feet into the floor. Sink your hips back just a bit to bring some weight into your heels. And without changing the upper body, start to sink your tailbone back a little bit, adding a little more bend into the knees. So your heart is going to lift, but it's not changing the angle of the pelvis to the thighs. It's just sinking the hips back a little bit more by getting deeper into the knees. So you start to look forward just a bit, coming into a variation of Utkatasana, chair pose, our fierce pose. Reach into that. Press your feet down into the floor. As you take your next breath in, sweep your arms up over your head and come up to standing. Straightening the legs, big reach up, and then add just a touch of back bend at the top to counter that chair. Press your tailbone down and your hips forward so that your heart lifts. Now bring your hands together overhead and bring your hands to your heart, standing in mountain pose in Tadasana. Balancing your shoulders over your hips. Your hips over your feet, soft knees. Feel your feet heavy against the ground or the floor. Lift your heart to your thumbs. Now, just like we did in Downward Facing Dog, we want to take a little subtle internal rotation of the legs. And what happens with the legs is that the outer thigh muscles, the abductors, tend to be stronger than the inner thigh muscles or the adductors. And as a result, they're a little bit tighter and they tend to pull the knees open just a little bit. They open the hips just a little bit. In eagle pose, we need the internal rotation to happen so that the legs are properly aligned and strong. So when we create this little bit of internal rotation in our mountain pose, by turning the inner part of the thighs back, just a touch, bringing the knees a little more forward, aligning them over the feet, and opening the sitting bones. By doing this, we're starting to feel those inner thigh muscles working. And you might feel that contraction. Sometimes it can even feel like it's going to cramp because we don't use those muscles very much. Feel into that in mountain pose. Now, standing here in mountain pose, without actually moving them towards each other, imagine that your legs are together with a big rubber band, big thick band surrounding your thighs. What does it feel like as those thigh bones start to move towards each other a little bit, hugged in by that rubber band on the thighs? Just little tiny micro movements, but they change the way the energy is in the legs, the way the muscles are working. And these are our small muscles. I mean, it's starting to take the work out of the big muscle groups that work automatically and come into this smaller and smaller awareness of what's happening in the body. Take another breath and then let your legs relax. Now let's start to play in our eagle pose. Drop your arms down and float them out to about shoulder height. Turn your palms forward. Reach your fingers out. Now notice something. If you drop your shoulder blades down, squeeze them towards each other, what happens to your arms? Do you feel your wings expand and open back a little bit? And now let's start to close the wings. Soften that. Bring your right arm forward and across the front of your body. Bring your left hand underneath the right arm. Take a hold of the right upper arm and bring that arm even closer to your chest. Now, if you start to turn your chest open to the left so that you're turning away from your arm, release your arm a little bit. Bring your heart forward and turn it toward the upper arm. Take a couple breaths here. Feel into the stretch in the back of your shoulder. So we're just starting to open that up. Now keep the right arm reaching out to the left side and extend the left arm under the right so the elbows are stacked. Bend your elbows and work the backs of your hands towards each other. Feel the stretch across the upper back. If your hands are easily together, cross your wrists so that your palms are together. If you need to curl your hands into fists to hold on to each other, to hold that pose, let it go and keep the backs of the hands together. If your palms are facing each other and you can extend your fingers up, then be there. Now take a look past your hands. Find a focal point that'll help with your balance, your drishti. A little bend into your knees. Hinge at your hips. Remember this from when we came up from our forward fold. Sink your hips down and start to close the angle between your torso and your thighs. By deepening into the creases of the hips. Let the weight come into your heels just a little bit so your toes are light, the balls of the feet are still down, but the toes are a little bit lighter. Now, as you're sitting in your chair pose, start to create that internal rotation by turning the inner part of the thighs down toward the floor. Feel your sitting bones start to open out just a little bit wider. Reach your tailbone down and back. Really sink deep into your chair. Now shift your weight to your right foot. And feel the weight come in there. Lift your left foot and cross your left leg over the right. If the left toes need to touch the floor on the right side, that's fine. They can be lifted, or you can completely wrap your foot around the back of your right calf. Once you've got your position and your balance, bring your awareness again to what's happening in the legs. So we're still in this chair pose position. We're sitting pretty deep into chair. Heart's lifting deep into the hip crease. Draw your navel back towards your spine a little bit to help support the core. And then turn your inner thighs in towards each other a little bit. And remember that feeling of the rubber band around your thighs, hugging the bones towards each other slightly. Hug your thigh bones towards each other. Notice how that changes the energy of the pose, especially down through the legs. Press that right foot into the floor. Check in, are you still breathing? Or are you holding your breath? Take one more round of breath here. Unwind your legs, put your left foot on the floor, press both feet down and slowly stand up. Unwind your arms. Release your arms out and up. Take a big stretch up, reach. You might even let your shoulders come up to your ears for a moment. It's a nice counter for the stretch and eagle. And then bring your hands together. Bring them down to your heart. Come back into mountain for a moment. And then we'll move to the other side. Staying tall. Maintaining a little bit of that internal rotation in the legs. So the inner thighs rotate back, and again, it's small. We don't need anything to be straining there. We just want to come to that first place of sensation. Nice. Let's start to set up the upper body. Drop your arms down, float them out to about shoulder height. Turn your palms forward, reach through your fingers. Stretch. Now bring your left arm across the front of your body. Come underneath with your right hand. Take a hold of your upper arm. Gently draw that in. And as you reach across to the right side, is your heart going to the right as well? Turn your heart forward into your left upper arm. Release your arm a little bit if there's any strain. And now extend your right arm under the left, stack your elbows, and then bend your elbows to work the backs of the hands towards each other. And there's a lot of things that affect how deeply you can wrap your arms. You know, we have the muscle flexibility, range of motion in the joints, the proportion, the length of your bones in your arms as compared to the width of your chest or your upper back. Right? So don't worry if you're not wrapping all the way in. There's going to be things that are going to limit that, and we're going to work with those limits. That's fine. Just work the backs of your hands towards each other until you find that stretch. If your hands touch easily and you can wrap your wrists without having to curl your hands into fists, then press your hands into each other and reach up through your fingertips. Now look past your hands, find your focal point, and start to sit down into that Utkatasana position, the chair pose position, by bending your knees, hinging at your hips, right at that hip crease. Reach back through your tailbone and sit down as deeply as you can into chair pose. Start to roll the inner thighs down toward the floor. Bring a little more weight toward the heels. See if you can lift your toes without lifting the balls of your feet. Now with your eyes still steady on your drishti, your focal point, shift your weight over into your left foot. Lift your right foot and cross your right leg over the left. And if your eagle pose has your right foot on the floor on the left side, then that's awesome. Hang out there. Your foot can be lifted, or you can wrap your toes behind your left calf, wherever it feels good for you. Take a couple breaths just to come into the shape of the pose and the balance. Keep the inner thighs rotating in a little bit and back, and start to hug those thigh bones towards each other. So everything's hugging into the midline of this pose. Think of the lightning bolt shape of chair pose. Everything hugs into that lightning bolt. One more breath. And slowly unwrap your right leg. Put your right foot on the floor and lift up to standing. Unwrap your arms. Reach them out and then up overhead. Lift up toward the ceiling so that your shoulders lift high towards your ears. And bring your hands together and bring them down to your heart. Relax your shoulders down your back. Inhale, drop your arms down, bring them out to about shoulder height again, palms forward, reach through your fingers. And then like we did before we came into Eagle Pose, drop your shoulder blades down and in. Start to hug the bottom corners of your shoulder blades, the little points of your shoulder blades towards each other. Notice how that opens your wings a little bit more. Feel yourself expanding. Take another breath. And then inhale, lift your arms up over your head. Bring your hands together, bring them down to your heart. Take another breath in, reach down, out, and up. Soften your knees, exhale, hinge forward and fold. Coming down with a flat back until you're over your thighs and then relaxing your shoulders, your neck, your head, your arms, let everything hang, body draped over the thighs. See if anything needs a wiggle, maybe the shoulders, the arms. And bend your knees a little bit more deeply. Bring your hands down and walk your feet back into downward facing dog, just for a moment. You might pedal things out just a little bit. We're just transitioning here. From down dog, drop your knees. Walk your hands back towards your knees. Set your hips down on one side of your feet and swing your legs around. And from there, you can roll down onto your back. Bring your knees up over your chest, give them a hug. Rock a little bit from side to side. Massage your back with the floor. And keep your knees over your chest. Open your arms out to the sides in a T shape. And as you take your next exhale, drop your knees to the right in a very easy twist. There's no place we have to get to in this twist. We're just going to start to let things go. Releasing the practice. Checking in with your physical body. Notice, what are the sensations like in this twist? And you can turn your head over to the left, look away from your knees if that's okay for your neck. But we're really not trying to get anywhere. Turn your head to the left, bring it back to center, and on your next inhale, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wiggle your hips a little bit, just to square everything up, hips to shoulders. And then on your next exhale, take your knees over to the left. Again, just dropping them out to the left side without trying to get them to any place in particular. Let your chin turn to the right, if that's available and comfortable. Take a few breaths here, feeling the breath work its way down into your body. As you take your next breath in, lift your knees over your chest, head comes back to center. Give your knees a hug. Rock a little bit again, or curl your head and shoulders up into a ball, whatever you need to do just to release that short practice from your body. And then release your feet down, extend your legs out, splay your feet open. So relaxing now all of that internal rotation we did in the legs by allowing the natural external rotation to happen. Let your arms relax out by your sides. You can even move them away all the way out to the sides. Turn your palms up. Let your shoulder blades relax into the floor. Settle your head into the floor so that your neck is very neutral. Relax your jaw and your tongue. Relax your eyes as you float them closed. And take a moment here to check in, to notice the way the energy is moving into your body and through it and out. What did you fire up with that practice? Is there heat? Do you sense light? Allow that transformative energy to move through you. And stay here in Savasana, in final relaxation, as long as you desire. I'm going to leave you here, honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.